why that game doesn't have but that game doesn't have as much import on it for Fresno State, in that the Bulldogs know realistically, and we were just delineating this early in the week, yes, with three losses in conference, there's a mathematical way you can get in, but it would be so convoluted. The only realistic way is Fresno State beats Wyoming and Utah State at home and then goes to San Jose State and wins. So if you use that premise, saying the Bulldogs are going to have to win their last three, at 6-2, it really doesn't matter a whole lot what happens with Hawaii and San Diego State, because you're not going to catch the Aztecs unless they collapse completely. And you have the tiebreaker over Hawaii.
Yeah, tiebreaker on Hawaii.
Yeah,
when
but the only fly in the ointment to that, and again, it is you buy the premise, you buy the bit. You're going to have to win three more right now. If you can believe that's going to happen, then the one and only one scenario that can kill you would be Boise State not losing the rest of the way, because though you own the tiebreak, they are ahead of you in the standings. Brent,
what about
I cannot see
UNLV winning out.
Well, yeah, and then you'd have the flat-footed tie with UNLV, and then it comes down to the computers and the quality of schedule and why it's so important. As much as Fresno State fans cannot stand Boise State, if you're going on that premise that the Bulldogs have to win three, you only want Boise State losing once, because that's the quality win that you have that UNLV does not have. And when they put the metrics together, it's very important. I don't see Boise State winning at San Diego State. I don't. So as long as the Broncos don't win there, then you're okay. And I'm with you, Brian. I believe sincerely if Fresno State can win the final three, and it could be really dicey, particularly in San Jose, where the Spartans may have a shot at things as well.
Tell you what, Utah State and Wyoming, they're going to bring it.
Well, I'm saying, this is a very big if, Tony. Well, and that's why you buy the premise, you buy the bid. If you can't buy the premise that they're going to win three straight, then it doesn't matter. And like I said, as much as I'd love to think that three losses will get you in the conference, it's not going to. There's too many teams lined up with two losses. We talked about it. Boise State has a singular loss. San Diego State is undefeated. But then Fresno State, Hawaii, New Mexico, Utah State, UNLV, San Jose State, all with two losses. So it's unrealistic to think three will get you in. But if you can run the table, I think the Bulldogs will end up at Snapdragon playing San Diego State. If you're someone who doesn't believe the Bulldogs can win three more in conference, well, then there's nothing you can do about it. I think that they will use home field against Wyoming and Utah State and will win. And it's going to come down to San Jose State, whether the Spartans are still in it or not. If that's the case, Brian, how confident are you that Fresno State can go to San Jose and win against a team that can put up a lot of points but doesn't play great defense?
San Jose brings in all more to the equation. It brings in the rivalry, how they love to spoil the dog season, how they tried to do it and done it before. It's a Thanksgiving weekend. That brings up bad memories, too.
That's correct. Yes, yeah, 2013, yep. And the Bulldogs have had a bad time with the Spartans. You know, it's interesting. We talk about the boogeyman, right, that was Boise State. In reality, the Bulldogs have won, what, five of the last nine against Boise State, including three times on the Smurf turf. So that onerous proposition has long since departed. You know that Fresno State had that dominance over San Jose State, where they'd won like 17 out of 18 at one point. Now the Spartans have been more than break even now since the mid part of the, well, 2015 on. The Spartans have been right there. They have been a tough opponent for Fresno State. Are the Bulldogs better than the Spartans right now, in your opinion, with cart before the horse being primary, not having this conversation before Utah State and Wyoming's games are played here?
I don't really know, Tony. I don't think the Bulldogs have really shown, other than last week's defensive effort, that they're a better team. I think it's going to come down to who plays better. I mean, San Jose, that rivalry is second to San Diego State, in my opinion. But some of the games have been more incredible than San Diego State.
Well, they have a game with Air Force this weekend. I believe the Spartans will win. We'll see. What you're talking about with Fresno State, you're correct. It's a big assumption that they're going to get all three. I think they've got a great shot against Wyoming next week. After that, Utah State does bring more offense to the table, so I'm not disrespecting the Aggies. Can the Bulldogs score enough, Brian? Let's put it this way. It's going to be tough if you get the Snapdragon to beat San Diego State, but you want that opportunity. Can the Bulldogs score enough the next three games to get to San Diego, in your opinion? Assuming the defense is going to still play well, can this offense put up enough points to win the next three?
I think they're going to have to rely on the defense to make the offense form the way I've seen it. I mean, they ran a little better last week because they kept sticking with it, but there were a lot of no gains and lost plays in the game.
Well, you're right. And the
passing game was atrocious.
But you're also right about that. But as we've mentioned, the defense, if it plays the way it did against Boise State, it gives the offense the leeway to have some three and outs. And the one thing that Conklin did, avoid the big mistake. And, you know, this was part of the premise going in, whether it was Warner or Conklin or, you know, Chris Mandel's been hurt. But you cannot have a quarterback back there when you're playing short in the game, trying to turn it into a five-minute game at the end. You can't have critical turnovers. And the Bulldogs had an error-free game in that regard, though they were not terribly dynamic offensively. So if they don't make mistakes, Brian, they're going to grind this thing out, at least at home, for the next couple of weeks?
I hope so. Let's see. I think they're going to grind it out, and then they're going to be in San Jose, and that's going to be the season.
Well, Wyoming,
I watched them a little bit. They're playing better. So we got to win one at a time, believe me.
If either of those games were on the road, Brian, I would be in lockstep with anybody saying it is completely unrealistic the way it's gone for Fresno State that the Bulldogs can win three straight. But because you have two back-to-back home games, by the way, for the rest of the season, you're not going to have to leave California unless for some reason San Diego State goes completely belly up. And they'd have to lose at Hawaii, lose at home against Boise State, and lose to a pretty good New Mexico team. That's not going to happen. So if you're Fresno State, you're home for the next two. You're in San Jose after that. And then if you can get through this, you would be in San Diego. So your travel is done as far as anything that's problematic. The weather should not be an issue for the last four games, although it looks like the rains may end up bleeding into Saturday night. But again, with the sprint turf, it doesn't matter that much. It's set up for them, Brian. It really is. And I'll tell you what, it sure looked a lot different before they kicked it off in Boise. And if I would have told you in advance the final score of that game was going to be 30-7, would you like to tell me which team you would have picked winning if I would have told you that without telling you the winner?
That would have been obvious.
Yeah. Everybody would have thought that. Look, 2022 to me was the most impressive. I know 18 has the most meaning because it broke the streak with Boise State. But the 2022 title game, that Tedford team completely took Boise State out of the mix. Was this as impressive as that defensively was? Or are you saying not because of what happened with Matt?
No, I say it was impressive defensively based on what you faced. They had the backup quarterback. The other guys didn't. But still, they played well. The defense made plays. I mean, it was amazing.
Going forward, they're going to face the same issue about people loading the box. So your confidence that Conklin, let's try this premise, that he won't have the big mistake as an issue. Can he move this team? I mean, period, through the air, if he has to.
I hope so. He's going to have to do better if they're going to have any chance to win some of these games. He's going to have to make some big throws. He hasn't done that yet. He hasn't made any big runs. I think he's a decent runner, but obviously he hasn't chosen to run much. And maybe he's tentative, and he seems to be tentative on some of his throws, and maybe that's just he doesn't want to make a big mistake.
Is there any scenario where you see the Bulldogs going back to Warner, understanding that you're not only trying to win for this year, you're certainly trying to build, and Warner will be done at the end of the year? Is this fait accompli for Warner? There's just no reason to go back to him, barring injury to Conklin.
absent injury and just, you know, atrocious play, worse, I don't see it happening. I mean, if he didn't go to him 2 games ago, he didn't go to him last week, and last week the offense seemed to have a lead, but 2 weeks ago the offense was not moving and he didn't go to him. So it doesn't seem like he's intending to go back.
As you look at Conklin, do you wonder at all about his gunslinger reputation? And we saw it at Sac State, and I said I think he's making every effort he can to fit in the offense, but do you wonder if he is a good fit for this type of offense going forward?
Well, yeah, I do wonder. He hasn't played up to how they'd like him to play, but let's give him a few more games, see how he does. But I would not be shocked to see the Bulldogs. You know, they got a freshman quarterback. They're high on him that they signed, or not signed, but is committed. And I wouldn't be shocked to see him go dip in that portal again.
All right. When they tee it up a week from tomorrow at 7:30, again, the next 2 games, both Wyoming and Utah State, will be at 7:30. So it's not an ideal time in November temperature-wise, but it's easier for the fan base sometimes to be there. We saw the 12:30, a very late-arriving crowd against San Diego State, and then a crowd that had to sit there and watch its offense do nothing for 3 hours. But you've got to find a way to get this running game to protect everything that Conklin does. You know, I was talking that when you and I were kids, and SC had student body left, student body right. Those lines were so great, Brian. They could tell the defense which way they were going. It didn't make any difference. Okay, they were there. They were, like I said, from Mike Garrett to Simpson to Ricky Bell to you name it, to Charles White to Anthony
Marcus
Davis,
Allen.
Marcus Allen, just over and over and over again. But they were so dominant that it didn't make any difference. Fresno State does not have that dominance in conference. They certainly don't have it outside of conference. How do they compensate for the defense's approach right now so that they can get something out of the run game and they don't put it all on Conklin? Well, what can they do, if anything?
I mean, I think they got to keep doing what they were doing last week and keep running the ball, keep sticking with the run and be patient, try to get them on some play action. You know, there wasn't really a big threat of a deep ball. You could see the corners and the safeties were really moving up. You know, it'd be nice if you could hit a couple long passes and kind of spread them out a little bit, but I think they got to just keep running the ball. And hopefully they got really good running backs. They got 3 or 4 of them, I think, that all of them can make plays. The line just got to keep working, and they got to find better schemes to run the football.
What do you think about the coaching job so far Ince has done this year? I mean, everything was on last weekend. You and I both know if they would have lost at Boise, that we would have heard that.
I would still say, if he would have lost 30-7, I would still say that I think he's doing a good job. I think he's doing a good job with the culture. I think the kids have never quit. I mean, you've seen that even in the San Diego State game when nothing was working. Boise, the way that they were able to bounce back shows me a lot that the coach has the locker room. And the players seem to be excited about it. Now, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. But right now, if you were to tell me Coach Ince is going to be 6-3, and if he wins out, he'll be in the conference championship playoff game, I would say that's a successful season for his first year. Looking at San Diego State, first year coach was 3-7 or 3-8. Look what he's done now.
Well, they were 3-9 last year. Yeah, right.
3-9. Okay, there you go.
And $5 million of NIL money later. Yeah.
I don't think it's $5 million. I think it's $2.5 million, maybe.
$2.5 million. Okay. I mean, what kind of advantage do they have?
We're going to be beating them next year, Tony. Fresno State's going to get more NIL than San Diego State next year.
You think so?
Football, you watch. Yes.
Look, you know how much corporate influence there is down in San Diego, but are you telling me it really doesn't equate to the Aztecs' well-being? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm assuming the Aztecs done well, but it's a football, it's a basketball school. I mean, they do much better for basketball. You know, obviously you see the support for basketball. I don't see it in football yet, and Fresno State's a football school. And I think people understand that people want to win, and they're going to contribute and make the Bulldogs better.
You know, that's a true statement and an extraordinary statement at the same time, because we had a conversation with Steve Fisher right about the time that Hudson became a coach here, and of course you know, he was the assistant for a long time under Fisher there at San Diego State. And Steve was talking about when he came from Michigan, where we know that basketball is very important. It's not quite as important as football, but it is still important at the University of Michigan and the national championship and all that stuff, that he said that he literally had to go to the shopping malls in San Diego and try to give away tickets that people didn't even know the Aztecs played basketball. And that wasn't that long ago. It's not three generations back or whatever. And yet you are correct. At the same time, even though you and I grew up with San Diego State having great, great football teams, and the Murph was pretty full at that point, they become a basketball school. How in the world did that happen? Just one guy and one guy's vision? I mean, how did this turn out that San Diego State is a basketball school that played for a national title 3 years ago?
You know, I don't know. The basketball team, you know, obviously he's done a hell of a job. He's a hell of a coach.
And maybe more suited to the you know what we were told when we were young? You couldn't have any sport in San Diego that was indoors. Nobody would show up, right? That preferably you had to play it on the beach if you wanted to get people to show up. So I guess what I'm asking, Brian, is can Fresno State return to being a basketball school, which they were for a while, or is football always going to be king?
No, I mean, I think there's a possibility. There's a lot of things that happen, like starting to win games and not losing to, you know, whoever it was, upstate, whoever they lost to.
That was
you know
USC.
That school,
upstate.
Are you familiar with them?
Are you familiar with the University of South Carolina upstate?
Yeah. What's their mascot?
Well, they're the Spartans because they're in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So that's what they were. This is a quiz that I just passed. Okay. All right. In closing, if I were to pin you to the wall here, if I were to say you're going to be backing up the Brinks truck, I was talking to our buddy Stephen Clovis that when he before the game he was stopping by in Vegas and he said, you know what, it's 17.5. I can't pass up Fresno State plus 17.5. And I emailed him and I said, well, back up the Brinks truck, and he did, and he had a very good weekend. If I were to ask you to back up the Brinks truck that Fresno State will be at Snapdragon in the first weekend of December playing for the Mountain West title in their final year in this conference, would you say absolutely you're ready to mortgage the house, the $10 million home you live in? Are you ready to do that?
No. Not ready yet. Couple more weeks.
What about the horse farm?
San Jose. They win both games, and you ask that same question against San Jose. I mean, I have some bad memories at San Jose, Tony. So,
a lot of people do.
We got to get over those. We got to get over those.
All right. Okay. As I let you go, you feeling good about the team overall, though? I mean, look, the offense has got to get better.
How can you feel bad after they beat Boise by 20? What was amazing to me, that was the first conference win at Boise.
Well, that's correct. You're right, because the other times that they had been there, it had been for...
They were in the Big Sky and for the bowl games.
Yes, and the bowl games
and the conference,
two conference title games, right. And you know
no
what?
No regular season conference game has ever been won against Boise.
The other thing, Brian, before I let you go, I brought up 2014, and the Bulldogs were given up for dead in 2014. Now, understanding that 15 and 16 became the worst seasons back-to-back in Fresno State history, so 2014 was the precursor to a disaster that was put at our feet for the next 2 years before Teddy came along. But in 2014, they played an absolutely horrible game against Wyoming at the start of the month of November in 2014. But everything fell their way, and they ended up in a 5-3 tie, and it was good enough to get in to the conference championship game where they played a credible game at Boise but lost by 10. If they go to San Diego and the same scenario takes place, as opposed to what happened in 2014, just getting to the conference championship game, no matter what would happen in that game, would you say that is building for a very positive future as opposed to what happened after 2014?
Yes, I think so.
So it's a whole different set of circumstances, and does have a lot to do with Matt Entz as the coach, as opposed to DeRuiter as the coach.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Entz still has to complete the season, you know. Hopefully he'll do as we expect, but it's yet to be seen.
Is he the perfect cultural fit from what we've been told? I mean, Pat Hill was an L.A. guy, but he was an L.A. guy who was a blue-collar guy who rode a garbage truck, and Pat fit in perfectly here. We know Sweeney fit in perfectly because Jim was us against the world. I'll fight you at high noon on a dusty road in Montana. Perfect fits here. Teddy obviously was a legacy guy, so there was no doubt. DeRuiter wasn't a great fit culturally. DeBoer had success here but was here and gone in seconds. Everybody says about Entz, he's a Midwestern guy who's now living in a place with better weather than the Midwest, but everything else is the same. Do you buy into that, and that means he's going to stick around here for a while?
I think he's going to stick around for a while. I think he likes it. I think he's a great cultural fit. But I also think that he's going to win, and people are going to come for him.
Yeah, and that's the double-edged sword we face, right? If he doesn't win, then the community is upset. If he does win, particularly with his resume already, with all the turnover we're seeing, you have to be prepared for the coach to leave. Are you a guy then that buys into the, as long as he leaves the program in better shape than he found it, that that's okay and that's understandable?
Yeah, I think that's the, you know, you have to expect that. Expect him to do well, leave in better shape, and do when he gets that opportunity, like Kalen DeBoer, be happy for him.
Hey, what about Skip? Do you think, I don't think, given UCLA's arrogance, I don't think that they're
going to
give Skip a chance.
I mean, that's, no, I don't think they give him a chance. But he's done a good job. He came under tough circumstances. He's won some games. Maybe he can get a win against Nebraska this week. They got a backup quarterback. That would be good for him. He's got a couple other hard games coming up. But the team has played hard for Skip, and he's done a great job from what he had to deal with.
Have you talked to him at all since he's been down there?
Just briefly. But I mean, I know other guys in the program, and I believe that the program's doing a lot better. As you said, he's made the program better than when he got there, and he's doing a good job. But
well,
again, what kind of job? You take over teams 0-3, and it's a tough job to do.
Well, look, for both he and Entz, if they both have landed in the right place, and I'm happy for both of them. I think they're both really good guys, okay, at their core, and that makes me happy, and hopefully things are going to work out. Brian, you had a great weekend last weekend. Bulldogs can't lose this weekend. You going to have a great weekend next weekend?
Let's hope so, Tom. You know, we're looking forward to it. The Wyoming, you know, they come in, they bring a lot with them. So, that again, that's going to be a dogfight, that game, too.
Well, the Bulldogs, back to the Al Davis, just win, baby. If they can do it three more times, they would have resurrected this season at a time when going to Boise didn't look like it. So I give them all due credit. And, you know, we're going to be there every step of the way to see what happens. Brian, I appreciate it. Congratulations for your Dodgers victory. I hope things for the Braves go well. Talking about Bosco.
Braves, I'm not worried about, Tone. That team I have no worries about.
Okay, that's right. Well, okay. And then good luck to your Lakers, who evidently can win without half their roster playing.
LeBron is getting traded to the Warriors, I think.
Yeah, well, you know what? LeBron has found out.
He's going to go mess up the Warriors.
Well, since Curry's going to be out again tonight, the Warriors are going to lose in Denver. And maybe that rendezvous that should have taken place where they should have played together, maybe they should have gotten to it before this year. That's all I'm telling you. But, you know, first ballot Hall of Famers, that's for sure. A lot of them around, and the Warriors have four of them, but it won't be enough to win a title. And incidentally, you can tell Steve Ballmer, if you see him, you might want to get Shea Gilgeous-Alexander back. You might want to take that trade back now.
You think?
You don't think everybody hears
even
about
he
it?
Got a bulldog in there. He got a bulldog in that trade. But you know.
Correct. Yes, he did. But I'm going to tell you, if you know Steve Ballmer, he has let everybody in that front office know about that every bleeping day. Okay, trust me on that. Steve is somewhat obsessive, you might have noticed, because you already went to the Orwell Dome. We've talked about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Brian,
God
have
bless.
A great, have a great weekend. Bye, son. I'll see you. Bye. All right, guys. Brian Fannis. We'll take a break. I'm going to come back. go over the schedule and see if we can grab Jackson for just a moment here, just to get a quick hit on his view of the weekend in the Mountain West, which is very important for Fresno State in certain respects. We'll do that after this as the Bulldog Hour continues on this Friday on Central Valley Sports Leader 1430 ESPN. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 40. About 15 minutes ago in the show, I want to acknowledge the sponsors, and then I'll bring Jackson up for a quick hit before we wrap up the week and talk a little bit about the schedule in the Mountain West coming up over the weekend. We'll do that with our de facto co-host in just a moment. But first, our lead dogs, nice enough on a Friday to allow me to push things back a bit. I want to spend some time with you. I want to remind you about the great people at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. Again, they do so much for sports in the Valley. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate their sponsorship, this international, national, and local company. As far as what's going on right now at KFC, they have the throwback to the 90s. We've been talking about this for the last few weeks. Limited time offer. The classic honey barbecue flavor is on everything right now. Chicken sandwiches, tenders, and, of course, those crispy golden pieces you know and love, the 2-, 3-, 4-piece meals. It's all there. Chicken sandwiches, just $3.99. It's a great chance. That sweet, savory, back-in-the-game original honey barbecue flavoring there for October, now into November, and please stop by the KFCs. And you can also on Tuesday still pick up the $10 8-piece bucket or tenders offer. Wednesday, you still have the $5.99 chicken fried steak. It's right there for you. So stop by the KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. It is, as it always has been, finger-licking good. Other reminders, our friends at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing allow us the time every day to tell you about the weather. Again, great local people, been in NorCal and Central California since 1981. You see the avocado green and blue trucks all over the place. Anything you need, 825-5337. That's 825-LEES or leesair.com on the web. Also, the Lee's Air Hotline, that's where Jackson is landing right now, 559-320-1430. That's how we bring up our guests for my show, for Phil, for Paul Metters. Also, Phil can take callers from the general public at 320-1430. So mark down both numbers, the number to reach Lee's for anything you need in regard to central air plumbing, heating, or roofing, and also the Lee's Air Hotline. So either 825-5337, 825-LEES for the business end of things, or the Lee's Air Hotline, 559-320-1430 to reach Phil. Now, as far as the forecast goes, it is going to be another glorious 7 days, 70 today. Watch out for the fog in the outlying areas, 74 tomorrow, 79 on Sunday, 80 on Monday, 79 on Veterans Day, and that's great for the parade and any festivities, and then 74 on Wednesday. But when we get to next Thursday, there is, at least right now, part of the modeling showing it, a substantial storm that could hit Thursday all the way through Saturday through game time on Saturday night. And the first look at this thing, and you know it probably will change, we could see on the valley floor anywhere from 2.5 to 3 inches of rain, which is something we normally don't get. It also means a lot of snow in the mountains. But if we get 2.5 inches on the valley floor over that 72-hour period, it is going to be very interesting around here because we don't handle flooding well. So we'll see how it plays out. But for right now, a very nice forecast leading up to that time next week, and we'll see how it impacts everything in the valley and how it might impact the game one more time. Thank goodness that there's sprint turf there, because in the old days of the grass at Bulldog Stadium, this is what would turn it into a quagmire. And because it was below sea level, no matter what you did, including the overlay of the rye to try to keep the Bermuda playable, it would get even more slick out there. So for Fresno State in the running game, probably a good thing that they have some footing. We'll see how it plays out and what it does valley-wide next week. But right now, the forecast was great for this weekend. And thanks, everybody at Lee's, for allowing us the time. Again, leesair.com, 825-5337, 825-LEES. The other reminders, one from our good friend Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. Joe celebrating his 25th anniversary in town. Joe has been a booster at Fresno State for over three decades, and he's been a longtime sponsor and a longtime friend, and we thank him for his sponsorship and remind you again that anything you might need in regard to pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, it's all there under one roof at 4529 North Marty Avenue in town, Suite 103. More information on the web at superiorpipeusa.com or Gabe, who works for Joe, has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. If you're somebody who's working around a valve in any form, meaning you're a plant person, a maintenance person, maybe tanker delivery service, a boiler service, anything where you're working around a valve, if it goes down, your business can come crashing down with it in a big hurry. And Joe not only has Superior Components, but a family-friendly business where you can give them a call at 266-7473, which is 266-PIPE, or you can go ahead and stop by if you have time, 4529 North Marty Avenue, Suite 103. Tell him what your problems are. He'll analyze it, give you a same-day estimate, same-day service, and get you back up and running. If you're having a major problem, if it's something that is just now starting to impact it, he'll be able to stop it before it becomes that problem. Either way, stop by and see him or give him a call. He'll take care of you in a big hurry. He's a terrific guy and a native son of the Valley who really supports Fresno State in great ways. And one of the things he will tell you if you have time after he is able to address your business is how you can give to Fresno State. The best way right now, go to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. There's a link at the top. Can't miss it. It says donate. Take you to different areas of donation. BulldogFoundation.org is there. Club Red is under that header. Under major giving societies, you have the Green V Society and the Myers Champion Circle. Under ways to give, the methods of support delineation is there. And then sports clubs, where you can give directly to an individual team, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Fertig on the board of directors, timeout club, has said membership, easy to come by, doesn't cost a lot. Give him a call directly if you'd like, 559-287-3305. That's his cell. Or hit him up on the email, fertigjack@aol.com. There are links for other sports there as well, including dugout club for baseball and other men's and women's sports under sports clubs. And then the Valley Co-op is there. That is very important. Jamie Della Serta showed how you can help out. Vance Wahlberg jumped in with $1 million from his family. That link is there as well. And then there's a final link, which just has the word more there. You click on that, and there's more information for tickets and parking and other events on campus. We've talked about Bulldog Bread over the last couple of years for NIL. Everything under the aegis of Fresno State right now. Any sponsorship idea you have, any donation for NIL, contact the university, and they will take care of you. Again, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, for allowing us the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. And then finally, our other good friend, Ed Dunkel, his great business, Precision Civil Engineering, allows us the time every day to tell you about the upcoming schedule. Again, planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape, architecture, construction management, it's all there under one roof. More information, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net. A great fundraiser for the Lyles College of Engineering on campus. So many of those grads go to work for Ed, always looking to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. Ed has done a great job with it, and we commend him and everything he does for his alma mater. As far as the lineup goes for us tonight, Sharks over on 790, the feature presentation tonight, Phil Palmetters in Dinuba, start of the playoffs, the Emperors of Dinuba. I'm sure Marcus McMurray will be somewhere around. Rob Adolph might be there tonight. That's back to my time when Dinuba had great teams. But Kingsburg comes in, 6:30 to pre, 7 o'clock they'll kick it off. A great Friday night light start to the playoffs and all the way through the section championships. Look forward to that. Lakers and Sharks over the weekend. And, of course, for us, it's a big-time football weekend in the National Football League. The 49ers and the Rams, a critically important game at Levi's. They'll kick it off at 1:25. That's a feature game on network television. We'll have the 49er broadcast for you on 1430, the Ram broadcast on 790. Also, keep in mind a big matchup on Sunday night from Westwood One, and that would be the Steelers headed to SoFi to play the Chargers, and I mentioned this yesterday, the Steeler fans will probably take over SoFi, not quite to the extent the 49er fans take over when they play the Rams, but the Chargers better look very closely. They're going to see a lot of black and yellow out there because Steeler fans travel great, and it's a big game for both teams. And also Monday night, a huge matchup that might be an NFC title precursor as the Eagles go to Lambeau to play the Packers. For us, that is Major Wager Monday. That means me and Ed's Victory Grill, Carter and the gang there, Cedar and Dakota, Granite Park. Get there by 5 o'clock. Phil will have a show 3 to 5 at the studio. Then it'll be off to Westwood One for the game. Also on ABC and ESPN television-wise, Carter and everybody at Granite Park. Stop by and see her. Everybody there, Cedar and Dakota. A great time, great giveaways, the terrific food, the big screen TVs, me and Ed's Victory Grill, Mondays, Major Wager Monday, Granite Park, Cedar and Dakota. Check that one out all season long. Finally, I want to remind you about the shows on a daily basis. Phil, normally 3 to 6, he shortened today because he will head off to Dinuba at 4 o'clock. But Phil, 3 to 6 with his great show Behind the Bench, including Thursdays at Fashion Furniture with our good friend Rad Avedikian. Best furniture you're going to find anywhere, nothing like it in all of California. The great conversation of Phil's show, some great eats as well. El Paso across from River Park. You can also call Phil, as I mentioned, on the leesair.com hotline. 559-320-1430. Paul Metters with Phil tonight for football, as always, has two fine shows. Sunbird Sports Show on our sister station, The Deuce 790, Wednesday 6 to 7, all about Fresno Pacific Athletics. And then the long-running show that Paul has on Saturday mornings, live from First String Sports, 10 a.m. to noon, Central Valley Sports Report. Check that one out tomorrow morning. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, tdad1 at att.net, tdad, the number 1, at att.net. First names are fine. I am, as usual, behind on emails. I'm just now getting to 2017, guys. So we're only 8 years back. We're making hopelessly lost, but making good time. That's the emails. Keep them coming. I will try to get to all of them. I try to lump them together the best I can. Thanks to everybody for taking time to send those emails. And also, everything for the station, 1430ESPNFresno.com. You find the live links and podcasts there. Get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. Again, thanks to the sponsors for allowing me the time today to move things around. And right now, in the last couple of minutes, we bring up Jackson Moore. Quick preview of the weekend. Jackson, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Jackson. Want to ask you about this weekend. UNLV does have 4 winnable games, including a couple at home. They're at Colorado State this weekend. They finish at Nevada. Jackson, if Fresno State runs the table, they can take care of every tiebreak but UNLV. And if UNLV does go undefeated the rest of the way, does it come down to the Boise State game? Boise State beat UNLV. If Boise State loses only to San Diego State, does that metric carry the day for Fresno State to win that tiebreak? Every other head-to-head, the Bulldogs going to be okay. Is that the linchpin? Incredibly, does Fresno State, after pulling for Boise State to take gas every week, have to pull for them except at San Diego State in another week? What do you say about it?
Yeah, it should. You know, if it's a three-way tie with Fresno State, UNLV, and Boise State, I believe it goes to the what is available of a round robin. And at 1-0 between those two teams, the Bulldogs lead that. So that's fortunate for Fresno State. It works out that way. If it's just Fresno State and UNLV, then that Boise State common opponent should be the first decider that puts the Bulldogs over the top. As long as Boise State finishes ahead of Colorado State, that should be the difference there. So. It looks like that's kind of the path for the Bulldogs right now.
What you're mentioning, Jackson, is 100% true. It's not just the quality win. It is the impardonable loss, right? So it's a balancing act for Fresno State. The quality win is Boise State. That head-scratching loss is Colorado State. And how those two teams finish will really impact what that metric is, correct, when we finally wrap things up?
Yeah, in these scenarios, you're actually better off losing to Colorado State and Boise State when you factor in the way that they're going to run these tiebreakers. But as long as it stays that way through the rest of the standings.
Now, San Jose State is the potential fly in the ointment because they're that one team that head-to-head can really give you a bad time that final game on their home field. They have Air Force this weekend. Do you see the Spartans losing either game prior to the Fresno State game?
They have been in close games basically every week, and they have one of the most dangerous offenses in the conference. They have a defense that's not bad either, but has been giving up a decent amount of points. And as dangerous as their offense has been, they have been turning it over a lot. So they're just a team you look at, kind of expect them to be in a close game every week and that to go either way. And I think that's the same case here. I expect Air Force's offense to give them some problems and probably be quite a high-scoring game that could really go either way this weekend.
As I let you go, we'll talk again on Tuesday. Hope people visit the board, barkboard.com. Your gut, does it tell you Fresno State will be at Snapdragon the first weekend of December to play for the title?
For me, I think you look at the three games remaining, the Bulldogs can obviously win each one. It's just tough for me right now, the way this team has looked from week to week and the way the conference has been from week to week, to expect them just automatically to win the next three. I think two out of three is at least a decent showing and a fair expectation. They can certainly are capable of doing three, but it's just hard to, I think, expect that right now. But if they come out against Wyoming and dominate as good as they did against Boise State, then you're going to feel really good about them winning the next two. So I've gotten to the point it's tough to rely on the last game. I think you need two or three games right in a row. And if you do that for Fresno State, you're going back to that shutout loss. So it's just tough week to week in this conference right now.
Well, I know this, that as much as we'd like to think a three-loss team is going to get in, I don't think so in conference. I think it's going to be two. There's too many at two, so you're going to have to win the three. We'll see what happens. Jackson, I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon tomorrow. 2 o'clock, Fresno State, Long Beach State at SMC. Jackson will be threading, and I pray it's better than what we saw the other night. Outside of the building blowing up, I can't imagine it could be any worse than it was the other night. All right, so have a great one, Paisan. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Take care.
All right, you too, Tony. Thank you.
All right, guys. Jackson Moore at barkboard.com. Thanks to Jackson. Thanks to Panish. Thanks to Jorge. Phil is coming up, and then great football tonight. He'll tell you all about it on KFIG Fresno.